Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're diving into a question that I'm sure a lot of you have thought about at one point or another. Is project management really just glorified administration?
Interesting question.
We've got a great excerpt to help us unpack this one. It's called, Is Project Management a Support Process?
Oh, I like that.
And it really digs into some assumptions about what it really takes to make projects successful.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The source really kind of jumps right into it.
Yeah.
Challenging that whole idea of project management being like this commodity, like something you can just buy off the shelf and plug and play, right?
Right.
They're really pushing back against this idea of like content-free project management.
Okay.
And even arguing that that can be actually detrimental to projects.
Okay, now I'm curious. Why would just having someone there, you know, a manager, to be organized and, you know, follow the processes, why wouldn't that be enough?
Well, so the source argues that to be really effective, a project manager has to understand the actual work that's being done,
right?
Not just ticking boxes and, you know, managing timelines, but like really grasping the nuances of the content.
Yeah, it makes sense. You can't really lead effectively if you don't understand what you're leading.
Right, exactly. And this leads to like a really crucial point that the source makes about leadership. They argue that effective leadership in project management goes way beyond just the administrative stuff.
Yeah.
They actually use insights from AI to highlight this.
Oh, wow.
It brought up things like setting the vision, clear communication, you know, and motivating the team, all things that need a deep understanding of what the project's goals are and the challenges.
I see. So it's kind of like the difference between being a conductor who just waves a baton and one who actually understands the music they're conducting.
Oh, that's such a good analogy.
Right.
The conductor who gets the music, you know, they can actually interpret it. They can guide the musicians and even adjust on the fly.
Yeah.
To get the best performance possible.
Yeah.
A content-free project manager, sure, they might keep things moving. But they're probably going to miss opportunities to optimize things, you know, to innovate or even to course correct when things go off track.
I've definitely been on projects where it felt like the person in charge was just going through the motions, not really getting what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
It is.
And this is why the source's next point is so interesting.
Yeah.
They bring in research from the Harvard Business Review.
Oh, wow.
It identifies four, get this, surprising factors that really differentiate truly successful leaders.
Interesting.
Now, these factors might seem a little counterintuitive at first.
Really?
But they challenge those traditional ideas about what makes a great leader.
Okay, I'm all ears. What are they, these secret ingredients? All right, the first one is deciding with speed and conviction. This means that making fast decisions, even if they're not perfect, is actually better than getting stuck in like analysis paralysis.
Oh, interesting.
The study actually found that leaders who can move quickly, even if they make a few mistakes along the way, they get better results in the end. I can see how that applies to like a fast-paced project, right?
Yeah.
Things change so fast.
Yeah, you have to just make a call sometimes.
Exactly.
Coming forward.
You can't wait for perfect information all the time.
Exactly. You know, there's even a quote from, I think it was a former Greyhound CEO. He said, "A bad decision was better than a lack of direction. Most decisions can be undone, but you have to learn to move with the right amount of speed."
It's powerful, right?
Yeah.
It challenges this idea that leaders always have to be right.
Right, that they can never make mistakes.
I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to make the perfect decision that we just end up putting it off or second guessing ourselves.
Yeah, we get stuck.
But this research is saying it's better to just make a decision.
Yeah.
Even if it's not perfect.
Right. And then adjust if you need to.
Exactly. And every decision, even the wrong ones, they're learning opportunities.
Oh, for sure.
Even mistakes can teach you something to make better decisions next time, right?
Right.
So being decisive, even when you're not 100% sure, that's part of being a great leader.
Okay. So what's the next factor?
The second factor is engaging for impact.
Okay.
This one highlights how important it is to really understand the needs of your stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And manage their expectations effectively.
That makes sense.
So it's not just about keeping your clients or your bosses happy, right?
Right.
It's about understanding what they actually need to be successful.
Yeah.
And making sure those needs are met.
Right.
Even if you have to have some difficult conversations along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
The study found that strong leaders, they're not afraid to have those tough conversations.
Mm-hmm.
When it's the best thing for the project.
Yeah.
They can balance the needs of all the different stakeholders.
Right.
and deal with potential conflicts and make sure everyone is on the same page and working towards the same goal.
It's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah.
Would you say this factor is all about communication, empathy, building strong relationships with everyone?
You got it.
Wow.
It's being able to see the project from different angles.
Yeah.
Understand what's motivating everyone, what their concerns are,
yeah,
and then communicate well so that everyone feels heard.
I can see how that would be a really valuable skill for any leader, but especially in project management.
Totally.
Because you're always juggling all those different needs.
Right. And that brings us to the third factor, which is proactively acting.
Okay.
This one's about being able to anticipate change and then adapt as you need to.
So you're being proactive instead of reactive.
Exactly.
You're looking ahead, trying to spot potential problems, and you're ready to adjust the plan if things change.
Yeah. The best leaders are constantly looking out for roadblocks and opportunities.
Wow.
They're not afraid to go off the original plan if things change.
Right.
Or if they see a better way to get to the goal. The source even shared a statistic from the study. CEOs who were rated highly on this, on adaptability, they spent something like 50% of their time thinking about the long term compared to 30% for other executives.
Wow.
It's a big difference.
It really is. That is a big difference.
All right.
It really shows how important it is to think strategically.
Yeah.
And be able to see those potential obstacles coming.
Absolutely.
I think it's so easy to get bogged down in like the day-to-day tasks.
Right, yeah.
And lose sight of the big picture.
Exactly. It's like they say, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Good leaders can zoom out,
assess
the whole situation, and then make adjustments, you know?
Right, right.
To keep the project on track even when things go wrong.
Okay, so we've got decisiveness, stakeholder engagement, proactive thinking. What's the fourth one?
The fourth factor is delivering reliably. This one, it might sound pretty simple, but it's more than just meeting deadlines.
Okay.
It's about setting up clear systems, building strong teams, and managing expectations realistically.
I see how that connects back to that idea of content-free project management.
Right.
If you don't really understand the work, how can you set realistic expectations right?
Yeah.
Or build the right team?
Exactly. Reliable leaders, they have a deep understanding of what the project involves,
right,
what resources it needs, and the challenges that might pop up.
Yeah.
They can communicate clearly, set achievable goals, and then empower their team to actually deliver.
So it's like a mix of planning, communication, and actually getting things done.
Yeah.
All based on really understanding what the project is about.
Exactly. The source pointed out that these leaders, they often have really strong organizational skills.
Right.
And planning skills, but they also know they can't do it all themselves.
Right. You need a team.
They build strong teams, delegate effectively, and create a culture of accountability and collaboration.
It's interesting. These four factors, they seem simple at first, but they paint a pretty complex picture of what it takes to be a good leader.
Right.
It's not just about personality or charisma.
No, no. It's a combination of skills, the right mindset,
mm-hmm.
a real dedication to seeing the project succeed.
And to the people, right.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating, the source goes on to say that leadership isn't just about style or intuition. It's about doing specific things.
Oh, interesting.
It's about having a process.
Okay.
They bring up a study from way back in 1966 by Bowers and Seashore.
Yeah.
They found four key things that effective managers have to master.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? These apply to project management too.
Now you've got me really intrigued. I love that idea, breaking down leadership into things you can actually learn and do.
Yeah.
Tell me more about these four things.
All right. So the first one is management of goal clarity and goal acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Basically making sure everyone on the team knows what they're working towards and buys into the plan.
So setting the stage, getting everyone aligned, making sure everyone's on the same page from the start.
Exactly. It means clearly defining who does what, making sure the goals are realistic, you know, actually achievable.
Right.
And even standing up for the team's interests when there's pressure from outside or conflicting priorities.
That makes a lot of sense. I've been on projects where the goals were like always changing.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It was so confusing and everyone was frustrated.
Right, exactly. That's why this first process is so important.
Yeah.
When everyone knows the goals and feels like they own the project, you get a much better working environment, more productive too.
What's the second one?
The second process is managing the development of team members. It's about helping people grow.
Okay.
nurturing their skills.
So it's not just about getting the work done.
Right.
It's about helping people learn and develop along the way.
Exactly. Identifying opportunities for them to grow.
Yeah.
Providing training and mentorship, even helping them with personal stuff that might be affecting their work.
I love that. It feels much more human.
It is.
It recognizes that people aren't just robots there to do a job.
Yeah.
They have their own lives, their own goals, their own challenges.
Exactly. And by investing in people,
yeah,
you get a more engaged team, more motivated,
mm-hmm,
and more skilled, which is good for the whole project.
Okay, so we've got clear goals and developing team members. What's the third one?
The third process is managing relationships between team members. Basically, making sure the team works well together.
Teamwork. The good old teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone listening has experienced the highs and lows of working in a team.
Yeah, it's not always easy.
So how can leaders actually manage those relationships?
It's about encouraging open communication, addressing conflicts in a healthy way,
yeah,
and creating a culture where everyone feels valued and respected.
So you're creating that safe space where people can share ideas,
right?
Disagree, yeah, without it turning into a fight, and work together towards the same goal.
Yeah, building trust is huge, encouraging people to work together, and recognizing that you're only as strong as your weakest link.
This one sounds tricky.
It is.
You need empathy. You need to be assertive.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to handle those interpersonal dynamics.
Right. And the final process actually ties in really well with creating that positive environment. It's called managing working conditions.
Interesting. So does that mean, you know, fancy offices, free snacks?
Well, perks are nice, but it's more than that.
Okay.
It's about removing obstacles, creating an environment where people can do their best work.
So giving them the right tools, resources, support,
mm-hmm,
getting rid of anything that slows them down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Minimizing distractions, letting people take ownership of their work,
yeah,
and fostering that feeling of safety, you know, where people feel okay taking risks.
This is so important.
It is.
We often get caught up in the technical stuff like budgets and timelines.
Yeah.
But we forget about the people. Creating a good work environment is so crucial for a team to reach its full potential.
I agree. And what's really cool about these four processes,
yeah,
is that they show how collaborative leadership really is. It's not just one person at the top calling all the shots.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone working together.
That's a great point. And that actually leads us perfectly into the next idea from the source, peer leadership.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's this idea that in the best teams, leadership doesn't just come from the top down.
Right.
Everyone contributes in their own way.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that anyone can be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's about giving people the power to step up, take charge, and use their skills.
So it's a more distributed kind of leadership.
Yeah.
Where anyone can lead no matter what their official title is.
Exactly. And the source says that this kind of peer leadership works best when the formal leader, the person at the top,
yeah,
is also actively doing those four things we talked about.
Right.
Setting the example for everyone else.
It makes sense. If you want people to share leadership, you have to show them how it's done.
Yeah.
You can't just talk about it. You have, yeah, to actually do it yourself.
Lead by example, right?
Right. And create a space where everyone feels comfortable doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful, isn't it?
It is.
It really changes how we think about leadership.
Yeah.
It's not just this top-down thing anymore.
Right.
Anyone can step up,
yeah,
and lead, even in small ways.
Exactly.
Think about how much better teams could be if everyone felt like they could share their ideas.
Right.
Take initiative.
Yeah.
Support each other.
You'd have a much more dynamic team.
Right.
More resilient, too.
It makes me think about the times I felt most engaged at work.
Yeah.
It was when I felt like my opinion mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Like my work was actually valued.
Right.
And I could make decisions.
Yeah.
Take ownership, you know.
Those are exactly the kinds of places where peer leadership can really flourish.
Totally. When people feel trusted and respected,
yeah,
they're more likely to step up,
mm-hmm,
support their colleagues,
right,
and contribute.
It all feeds back into the team's success.
Okay, let's circle back to our source material for a second.
Okay.
We've been talking a lot about leadership.
We have.
But we haven't forgotten about that initial critique.
Right, about content-free project management.
Exactly.
Right.
The source had that really good example,
mm-hmm,
to show how not really understanding the work,
right,
can hold you back as a leader.
Yeah. They talked about a manager who'd worked in like all these different industries.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Consulting, well, software.
Right.
Even hardware sales. It sounded impressive.
It did.
But the source argued that maybe all that experience wasn't actually that helpful.
Hmm.
Especially for leading a project that needs specific knowledge.
I've definitely worked with people like that.
Oh, yeah.
They had these amazing resumes.
Yeah.
Seemed to know a bit about everything.
Right. The jack of all trades.
But when it came to the details of our project,
yeah,
they weren't so great.
Without really knowing the work inside and out, it's hard to give good advice, anticipate problems, make good decisions, you know.
You're just operating at the surface level.
Yeah, and that limits you as a leader.
No matter how many project management books you've read.
Right, exactly.
It's like trying to coach a basketball team.
Yeah.
When you've never played basketball yourself.
Uh-huh, good one.
You might know the rules.
Right.
The strategies.
Yeah.
But you don't have that experience.
Like that feeling.
To really connect with the players and help them win.
So, a big takeaway here.
Mm.
Project management is not just about checking off boxes, following procedures.
It's about the work, the people, the whole context.
Yeah, about leadership, collaboration, communication.
Being able to adapt as you go.
And it's definitely not just administration.
No, not at all.
Those are skills you can't get from a book or a certificate.
Right.
You need real world experience.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to learn.
Yeah.
And be really committed to the project.
And to the people. So we've covered a lot today, haven't we?
We have.
From the dangers of that content-free project management to those four surprising things that make leaders successful and the importance of peer leadership.
We really dug into what it takes to be great in this field.
I think we can answer that question now.
What question?
Is project management just glorified administration?
Oh, right. What do you think?
I think it's a definite no.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so much more.
It's about leadership, vision.
Communication.
Yeah.
Being able to handle complexity and inspire a team.
It's about getting the why, not just the what.
Bringing together the right people and processes.
Yeah.
Creating a space where everyone can do their best.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with one last thought.
Okay.
We've talked about peer leadership, how powerful it can be.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, how can you encourage that in your own work?
That's a good question.
What can you do today to foster that environment?
Maybe it's being more intentional about getting feedback from everyone on the team.
Yeah.
Not just the same few people.
Or maybe it's giving people more responsibility, letting them make decisions.
Yeah, empower them.
Even small things can make a big difference.
Or maybe it's just acknowledging everyone's contributions.
Right.
No matter how small.
Just show everyone they matter.
Exactly. Whatever it is, take that step.
Yeah, unlock that power.
Because when you do, everyone benefits.
The whole project is better for it.
That's a perfect note to end on.
It is.
So to everyone listening,
yeah,
thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We had fun.
We hope you learned something new.
Yeah.
Maybe even got a few ideas to try out.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, keep leading.